Okay, it is Bell Let's Talk Day. We are Jesse and JD from iHeartRadio, and we are joined by Ryan from Mother Mother. You know, Ryan, one of the first things I wanted to ask you about was what's helped you get through this pandemic? You know, and that might be a multifaceted answer, but we've talked a lot on our radio show about what we call mental health cheat codes. You might remember in video games, you press the right sequence of buttons, you know, something would get you a little bit further inside the game. What's something that's helped you out with your mental health as far as a cheat code goes over, you know, a pretty tricky couple of years?
Creativity. That is my life savior, pandemic or not. You know, finding the thing that you love to do that you can do by yourself and bonding, spending time with that thing, nurturing that relationship, that saves my life every day.
You know, Ryan, mental health is, you know, such a big topic that we're finally all talking about now. And I feel like people who are going through issues, you know, have the strength to just open up their mouths and start talking about what's going on with them. And your band is so great for that, you know, for speaking about mental health, for writing about mental health. You know, your song, It's All Right, it's about mental health struggles. You've had your listeners star in your video sharing what they're going through. You know, how therapeutic is it for you to not only like sing about issues that you might be dealing with, but to connect with your fans that might look up to you as being like, hey, he's dealing with that, I'm dealing with that, things are going to be all right. How cool is that for you to be the voice? And I know you're not the voice of mental health, but to be a voice for your fans on mental health.
It's amazing. And I feel like the voice is shared between us and the fans. I truly think it's an equal conversation where we're learning from each other about the human condition. And we are so lucky to have them, because I think one of the greatest antidotes to depression and mental struggles is connection with other people and getting outside of that insular dark space and relating, empathizing, and sharing compassion. And for us to have such a wide network of friends and family, real people that are our fans, it's amazing. We're spoiled to have that much access to real, raw human connection, all driven by music, all driven by this shared love for this frequency that soothes the soul. Very lucky.
Certainly don't have to get into any specifics if you don't want to. But you know, one thing we found over the last few years as well on the radio show and with Bell Let's Talk Day is just, you know, the power of dialogue and being able to just normalize these struggles. And, you know, we start to realize that there really is like this great big family and a big community of people who struggle on the daily, sometimes hourly, you know? And so we've done our best to, you know, ask people in different trades and different professions what they deal with, what they grapple with. And yeah, I wondered if we could ask you about your journey a little. You know, you also have a platform, and I think it's pretty clear you want to use it for this kind of good. So if you wanted to speak about anything specific, we wanted to open that up for you.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a pretty universal theme that we do things that aren't authentic to us because we don't like who we are deep down underneath. And those things often become toxic or unhealthy. And for me, I've struggled with drugs and alcohol in my past. And that was a byproduct of me being uncomfortable in my own skin as a younger person and through my early adulthood and feeling like I wasn't good enough to make impact in the wider social arena, especially being in a band and stuff. And so I used dark forces to give me confidence when in fact they were just taking me further and further away from my true, beautiful, unique, authentic self. And I've discovered that through just a lot of hard work, talking, not suppressing, therapy, introspection, writing music about this stuff as a way to get it out. And I continue to do that. And right now, and for a long time, drugs and alcohol, that hasn't been the thing that is my, you know, my dark angel. It's other stuff. It can be food, eating emotionally or to the detriment of your well-being, thinking bad thoughts, being angry, reactionary in relationships. They're all signposts telling you that you're straying from who you are. And they're beautiful. Like, mistakes are beautiful because they're the greatest cues to show you, you know, where you're amiss and what you can work on. I think we really ought to befriend our mistakes and thank them whenever they arise, and our blunders and our errors, because they remind us, you know, where we're straying. They're great teachers.
That's very well said, Ryan. You know, as a guy who's been through a lot and, you know, seems to be working through the issues that you were dealing with, like you just talked about there, if you had one piece of advice for somebody struggling with a mental health issue right now, what would that be?
Talk about it. Find someone you trust that you feel safe with and air it as a means to understand it. It's very hard to fix a problem if you don't understand it. And by suppressing it, by holding it in, you're never going to learn very much about it. And also just be easy on yourself. And, you know, your problem doesn't encompass the whole of you. You're so much more than that. We're so interdimensional. And our problems are byproducts of things that we didn't have control over, influences that came without our consent early on, usually in childhood. And so try to let go of the authorship of, you know, what you think is so wrong about you, because it's not your fault. So self-forgiveness, I think, is a big part of it.
Just one last question on this front. You know, maybe you could talk a little bit about the role music plays in all of it. And I don't even necessarily mean like the music you create. Maybe it's been like some of the comfort and the solace and, you know, the companionship that you found within music when it comes to your mental health. You know, I think we can all relate to that. You know, music being intrinsically tied to our mental health, and in a lot of cases, helping us stave off some of the dark and continue on down our path. What's music's role in mental health?
Well, songs can be the best therapist, because a great song, you need to take a universally complex, heart-wrenching thing quite often, and then distill it into poetic terms. And to just have that on the ready, to take your big problem and have someone else have gone through the work of distilling it into beautiful language that rhymes, that has cadence, is such a godsend. And so I have a playlist of songs, you know, that I go to when I'm down, because I can't say it any better than that, nor could any therapist. And I think where songs come from, they come from real human stuff. It's like that person wrote that from a place of pain, from a place of joy that is authentic. So you're really getting an inroad into someone's heart that I think is the most potent and real. And for that reason, it just is so therapeutic. And it's a bit of an escape. You know, music is a bit of a portal to outer space, to another dimension. And sometimes being here in this world that's so frantic and that is so noisy, we need our escapes. And escapes often can be unhealthy, but music, I think, is the healthiest escape. You get on that rocket ship, you go to another plane, you take a break, you return, you're energized. Yeah.
That's a tremendous answer. Honestly, thank you for your time, but more importantly, thank you for your honesty. We really appreciate it, you know, and helping us continue some really, really important conversations here with Bell Let's Talk Today.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.